We do need a long-term look at this, but that has to happen separately, as far as I know, under European law, and that developers don't do the investigations themselves. Like what happens here when Planery or somebody else puts in for a wind farm, they do all the environmental investigations, they do all the reports, and they submit everything to the council. I have yet to see any submission from a developer say that this development shouldn't happen. What could happen right away, and which would be very feasible, is that actually, if you want to develop a wind farm, you pay 50 or 100,000 to the council, and the council actually carry out an independent assessment of the development. And then if that independent assessment recommends controls be put in place, that would be included in the planning permission. And that would go very quickly, I think, to actually sorting a lot of these problems out. We could do that while looking at the long-term aspects of what has actually happened here as well.